Akintunde is performing on the cruise, but currently he's on the Rebirth of Comedy Tour with David Mann. They perform tonight in Houston.
Yes, sir.
My welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studio, Akintunde.
Man, glad to be here, brother. I got to get my life together. This doggone studio and that lobby is one to everybody who do radio. This right here is officially, this is like Mecca.
This is the Mecca.
This is Mecca for radio personalities.
Hawk said it's before so you nice, die. He almost cussed, man. He almost cussed.
And he is clean comedy.
And he's a clean comedy.
He's clean comedy.
He almost cussed, man.
And, hey, let me tell you something. You walk in there, you know you have a ride. This is it right
you
here.
Have a ride,
thank you,
man.
Akintunde.
Did you say
thank
I'll
you,
be darned?
I'll be darned. Well, I'll be
darned. I started taking pictures. That's all I did. I want y'all to know I was here. This is nice.
And this is your homeboy, J. Anthony
My
Brown.
Homie,
Jab.
What's up,
I'm the only person to call him Jab. J. Anthony Brown.
You know, Akintunde and Rodney Perry are the fathers of comedy. You know that.
Because they have so many kids.
They both got 37 kids apiece, man. The fathers of
hold
comedy.
Hold up. You got it. I'm in third place.
How many do you have?
I have five.
Okay.
Rodney Perry has six. Uh-huh. Hard Sanders has eight.
No way.
Yeah.
I think he told us that. Yeah.
And I think Talent got like six kids. They kind of spread out, though. They're all over the place.
Jay introduced us to you many,
yep.
many
my boy right there.
Years
my
ago.
Boy.
In 1999.
And we had you on the Sky Show.
99, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where we needed clean comics.
Because yeah. that joker over there.
Right, right.
I don't know how the hell you do it. I just don't know.
You can't trust Jay. He might break out one every once in a while.
You know what I heard, and you can verify this,
uh-huh.
that at one time in the beginning of his career,
mm-hmm.
Cat Williams was a Christian comic.
Yes, he was. He was. Man.
Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did churches. Now,
he did churches.
Okay, and, you know, and did. I can believe that because Cat is funny, so I'm sure he's got to take the cuss words out.
And if you've seen his act, he always references
always,
the Bible.
Always.
God.
Always.
He always. But in the beginning.
Right.
In the beginning before he got... You know.
Right, cataracts.
Cataracts.
He had a perm in his head. Right.
Yeah, pre-perm cat. Yeah.
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 Before the devil took him on. Yes. Yes.
Devil is alive.
Hello.
Yeah, cat, you know, we praying for cat. Cat is on the list of people I'm praying for right now. I'm praying for America right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because Donald Trump is in the lead. This is scary to me. Yeah. Every time I see a Trump ad, I get to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, you are worthy. I know you're going to stop this mess, this foolishness right here. I mean, it was cute when it first started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, that's Donald Trump. Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like when you see an old man at the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? It's cool,
like
but
Kobe.
You don't expect him to win.
When
you know what I'm saying?
Kobe on the basketball
court. Say like Kobe. You don't
with
expect
no
that old
shot,
man.
No
right, you don't expect him to dunk on you.
Right.
Trump is dunking on people. He's dunking on Rubio.
Yeah.
He put his knees in Jeb Bush's chest and ran him off the court. Took his ball and left. So this is scary. Anytime you got a president who cuss on the campaign trail,
right.
come on now.
Okay.
If you cuss
out.
On the trail.
Cuss the Pope out. The Pope out.
Who cusses the Pope? How do you cuss and say the Pope name in the same sentence? Like, I know President Obama cuss. You know, from time to time. Come, I know the stuff he's going through.
Yeah.
If the president cussing is like your parents in sex. You know they do it, but you don't want to see it. I know y'all do this, but I don't want to visually see this.
Right, you're right.
So I'm praying. I'm in prayer for Donald Trump, and I want to say a public apology if I could, Tom.
Yes.
To Al Sharpton.
Why?
Because I did not support Al Sharpton. But if a lot of people right now, you know what? If you really think back on, man, I would much rather have Al Sharpton than Donald Trump right now. I apologize, Al, because I did not support you. If you get back in there, Al, I got you back. I get out there and I stump for you. I got a smooth $1,000 for you right now if you come back in. I can't fund the whole thing. Tom got you. Tom can get you started.
Oh, you go in my pocket. Oh, okay.
There you go with that again. Get in your pocket. Blair, that's how them Christians do, man.
Yeah, that's how Christians do.
We need your money. We need these monies. Like my pastor said, we need these monies. But no, I apologize, Al. You know,
we got a bid on Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Right after church, called church mess.
Church mess. We discussed and mess that has gone on in church over the weekend.
And people text us on Monday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
I can do.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
They text us on Monday. on church mess that happened the previous day on Sunday.
Hilarious.
And we got a,
what was the last one last week, player? The minister of music and somebody in the audience.
Oh, the minister of music and the deacon. Yeah.
Got into it.
The minister of music and the church.
Wow.
The pianist.
Wow.
Got into a fight.
A physical
and
fight.
The deacon, one of the deacons broke it up.
Break him up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The deacon.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Deacon was on the minister of music side. And the whole congregation said, What's up?
Oh, wow. One of them minister of music.
I know you've been to a lot of churches, and I know you know some church mess.
You've seen some church mess.
I didn't see some church mess before, but that sounds like Jay Church. That's the church Jay go to right now.
So I'm going to play. We have a theme song and everything.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a story of church mess?
What have I seen church mess wise? Because I miss a lot of stuff in church. You know what I miss in church?
You're missing church, period?
No.
No, he goes.
I do go. But what I miss is, like, I don't know when people break up. You know what I'm saying? Like people, like at our church and other churches, people break up and they still come to church. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I walk across. I said, hey, sister. I said, where Leroy is? She's like, oh, you didn't. No, me and Leroy are not together no more. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then everybody looks like, you didn't know that? I'm like, no, I didn't know. I was on the road. I didn't know they broke up before I came back. I'm sorry. You know, that's the mess I miss. You know,
that's your church.
That's my church. I just miss. I go to churches. I go to good churches. I try to avoid.
What do you go to church?
My church in Columbia, Tom, Sybil, the whole crew, Jay. Please, Jay, come. It's Right Direction Church International, 3506 Broad River Road.
Where is Right Direction?
3506.
What's the direction?
It's up. Direction is up, Jay.
Up. Closer to
is that the one? That's not the one in the mall, is it?
No, we're not in the mall. We probably will buy a mall one day. But no, we are right off Broad River Road.
That would get Jay to come sooner if you were in a mall.
You put in the mall, I'll be there.
You know what, Sybil? I'm extending an invitation to Jay because Jay comes in out of Columbia. Jay is sneaky. He's sneaking in town. See that? Yeah. He do this. Yeah. You know how I find out Jay's in town? When I go to the airport. The sky cap was like, hey man, Jay was here yesterday. I'm like, oh really? Dirty joking and call nobody. I'm extending the invitation, Jay. Come to church. Come sit in.
I will come to your church.
I'm going to see if you can even get a set in, Jay. I'm seeing my pastor within 2 minutes.
Yeah, I will do some.
You're going to be a part of the.
That would be some.
Yeah.
If Jay performed. Church man.
Church man.
I had him saints hidden for the door, man. Oh, Lord, get the baby.
Is that
the baby.
Theme
Let's
song?
That's the theme song, man.
That's the theme, man.
You want to hear it again?
Hilarious. That's Batman.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for the cruise?
You got anything?
Super ready for the cruise. I cannot wait to come to the cruise. I'm preparing myself. I'm trying to get in a little bit of shape.
What time you going on?
You know, I don't know, Tom. Are
you a part of the gospel explosion? Or are you?
They have church every day on the cruise.
Are you with the saints
or
the sinners?
I'm with the saints and the sinners. I'm equal opportunity.
Because you are Jay's friend, so you would be with the sinners.
I love it. I'll be with both. I'll be, of course, with the gospel event on that Sunday. I'll be the first thing I get on. And then I think Monday or Tuesday night, I'm doing a set with the rest of my comedy brethren. And of course, you know, it's a phenomenal lineup. I'm excited. Y'all not haven't got y'all ticket yet, or y'all pass, or whatever you need to buy, get it. Because I know Marcus D. Wiley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My man who's on tour with me right now, Mr. David Mann.
Yeah.
You talking about a laugh fest on the cruise this year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So
every year.
Yeah. So I can't wait.
All clean comedy.
And you're in Houston tonight.
I'm in Houston tonight, Cullen Performance Hall Center. If you ain't got your tickets, go ahead and get them.
Do it.
Get them from the Ticketmaster because they will get your money. And
you and David Mann.
Me and David Mann, Mark Gregory, Big Red. And we're going to be there tonight. DJ Ronnie Grant.
All right.
Yeah,
amazing
man.
Amazing to watch them.
Thank y'all for having me.